Brandon Potter, Danny Hale with 5 points in that quarter, and DeCam with four more. 28-21, Sandusky up by seven at halftime. In the third quarter, High Reach actually outscored Sandusky 18-16, led in big part by Jason Gaffke's 9 points. Tyler Vollmering chipped in five, Ryan Seaman with two, and Ethan Guza with two. And the turnovers for High Reach started to cut down. They had 13 at halftime, only 15 after the third quarter. For Sandusky in the third quarter, Danny Hale started to go off. He had 8 points. We were 4-18 at the end of the quarter. Brandon Potter had 6 points in that quarter alone and for nine at that point. On to the fourth quarter, High Reach outscores Sandusky 16-7. High Reach goes to the free throw line 14 times in that fourth quarter, makes 50% of them, 7 for 15 for 24 in that second half for 55%. Final score came down to it. Free throws going to Harbor Beach at the very last minute. Jason Gaffke in clutch at the very end of it. Chips in 10 points in that fourth quarter for a total of 30 points of the night, leading all scorers, and gives Harbor Beach their second victory in divisional play. 2-1 in divisional play in the East, tying Sandusky. Let's take you through the Sandusky scores on the night. They are led by Danny Hale, who had 20. Brandon Potter with 12. Josh DeCam, 8. And then we have Justin Miller with 2, Cade Seiler with 3, and Trenton Keys with 2. Joe Stone in the books with 4 points. They were 6 for 8 for 75% for the free throw line, but Harbor Beach made 10 more free throws on 18 more attempts. For Harbor Beach, of course, led by Jason Gaffke with 30 points, who's shot a whole slew of free throws down the stretch. Next closest scorer was Brady Kirsch with 9. He had 6 in the first half and hit a 3 early on in the fourth quarter to get High Reach back within striking distance to take the lead. Mind you, we had 6 lead changes and 2 ties in this ballgame. After Brady Kirsch's 9 points, Tyler Vollmering chipped in 5, all coming from the third quarter. Ryan Seaman with 4. Cody Seaman with 3 for 6 free throws in the fourth quarter. That's all the scoring he had of the night for 3 points. And James Shelke and Ethan Guza in with 2 points each. A heck of a ball game, John. We had ups and downs back and forth. Sandusky was leading as many as by 14 points with 5:59 left in the third quarter. Just after halftime, 36-22, leading by 14.
They were ready to go ahead and break the backs.
They were ready to just call this one quits.
Yeah, it was something that you just kind of go ahead and keep pushing, and then one more point that you can score, you can go ahead and break your opponent's back. And for some odd reason, the Harbor Beach Pirates just would not quit. They would not break.
And, of course, Harbor Beach making their way as much as possible through that zone press from Sandusky seemed to be the difference maker.
I'm surprised that Sandusky took it off because they had so much success with it. It was really bothering the Pirates. But, what it did do, though, is for the Pirates is that they were very selective with their shots. And during the course of the game, they were 26 for 38 shots. They only took 38 shots, but that's 68%, shooting. And, have you seen a high school team do that?
No, lately? I have not.
I haven't either. And, the Redskins, they were not any slouch either. I mean, they were 21 for 54. That's 38%. That's pretty doggone good. I'm just amazed at this. This has got to be called an upset. This is
an upset
victory. All of the firepower, I really think that it belongs to Sandusky. There's a lot of turnover in the Harbor Beach lineup. And to come in here in Sandusky's gym and basically steal one is just unbelievable. I'm amazed.
Well, an interesting sight here, John. Look up if you see. Danny Hale down the stretch. He started out this game 4-for-4 on free throws. With about 2 minutes left, he went 0-for-2 from the free throw line. And then followed up with 2 extra made to round out 20 points. But right now, he's practicing free throws right where he missed those in the second half.
That's the type of kid he is. He's going to take personal responsibility for this particular game when he really, everything should not be on his shoulders. But he is a competitor, and he wants to get better, and that's just his DNA. That's the way he's made up. So, a lot of kudos to this young man for coming out here and working on his game. Every chance he gets, working on his game. Very impressive young man.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, final score, Harbor Reach 55, Sandusky 51 is here. You mean handed our microphone from down to the court. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. We'll take care of the rest for you. At one point, it felt like Harvey was just going to run right out of this gym.
I could feel him breaking. And
it seemed like they're a little out of control.
Yep.
Didn't really have a true point guard out there. Really, no one wanted to touch the ball. And all of a sudden, Jason Gaffney is forcing the Harvey to get into the post, start shooting free throws, and start changing this momentum one basket at a time.
Jason Gaffney was the only one that on the inside that could go ahead and change direction with a dribble. Usually, you don't want your post to go ahead and put that ball on the floor. And 9 times out of 10, every time anyone other than Jason Gaffney, who was in the post, and we're talking to Ethan Guza, or even for that matter, Tyler Vollmering, anytime that they touched that ball, they were gobbled up real quick. Cody Seaman, he got gobbled up real quick on the inside. There was no room to even operate with for Cody. Outside, inside, they had him pretty much bottled up the whole game.
Now, this is service. We got our second microphone delivered to us as well.
So, you know, kudos to the Sandusky defense for doing numbers on most of the Pirates. But, there was no answer for Jason Gaffney tonight. And, 22 points on this kind of a defensive effort for Sandusky. That's just unheard of.
He went 4-for-6, Jason Gaffney, from the free throw line that fourth quarter. But more impressive, in the third quarter, he went 5-for-6 and went 1-for-2 in the first quarter. So let's see, is 10-for-14 from the free throw line for Jason Gaffney on the night.
Well, that's going to help his free throw percentage, because I'm not even going to go ahead and tell the listening audience
let's hear it. Let's hear it. Come on.
Now, we've seen, at least we have information on Harbor Beach for at least 3 games. And Jason Gaffney was 13 for 26, which was 50%.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, that would have been one of if I was Coach Pennington, that would be one of the guys I'd want to foul, toward the end when the game was on the line.
Well, it makes sense, except he goes just unbelievable, 10 for 14 for the free throw line. And
missing two in that last quarter out of how many? Six.
Yeah, 4-for-6 in that fourth quarter.
And, what do you do? Here you've got a kid down there right now, and we've mentioned about Danny Hale, is that I've only seen him once. He was 4-for-7 from the foul line. That's 57%. And, yes, he is going to be prone to miss one here and there. But the truth of the matter is, you know, he missed one that, according to, I'm sure, him, that it was crucial down in the fourth quarter, even though he hit the other two. And that's got a weigh on his mind, and I'm sure he's not going to get any sleep tonight. And I don't know what time he's going to wake up tomorrow, but he's still going to be dreaming about that. But Sandusky, this is their first loss in league.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a long way to go.
And they have a whole slew of home games. They have 5 straight home games.
Yes, they do. Kind of wonder what's going to happen with Marlette or so. And I know that game between Marlette and Sandusky is going to be a barn burner.
And that's coming up on February 3rd. That'd be a Wednesday at home in Sandusky.
That's amazing. I thought all of the league games were supposed to be on Friday this year, but I guess a few got kind of stuck in the Wednesday slot.
Yes, sir. And, of course, Sandusky, this is the first of 6 straight home games for the Redskins, and this is their first loss in 3 games after ending a 2-game win streak against Brown City and Kingston. Sandusky now 7-3 overall, 2-1 in league. They're still averaging overall 55.4 on offense, 40.8 on defense. This is, in fact, one of the highest scoring games that they've allowed on defense. Actually, it is exactly the highest. The next one was Vassar in a loss, 1-point loss, 53-54.
So I guess we both call this game wrong.
Yes, we do.
And none of us get advantage, huh?
No, it's like Jeopardy. Everyone's gone.
I think I'm going to just say heck with the strategies and just go with what I think is going to happen.
And this is what's more impressive is Harbor Beach has won 5 straight against Sandusky, dating back to February 7th, 2014, this last time Sandusky won in a 5-point victory, 56-51.
It's just uncanny. Who can explain it, what we've seen and witnessed over the last 2 or 3 years? Just amazing.
We can talk about this resurgence of the Sandusky program, though. A lot of great talent coming through right now. They had a losing record 2 years ago. Flipped that last year to go for 15-9 last season. Now at 7-3. Still a great start.
Last season I thought they had the – let me put it this way. After they lost – to Harbor Beach in districts 2 years ago.
Yes.
I